Welcome to the Bible Story Podcast.
Welcome to the Bible Story Podcast. This is it. John, did you know this is it?
What? This is what? What are you talking about exactly? You're not saying anything at all that's specific.
John, the end, the finale, the prestige.
Okay, still not following. You're just saying words. What is going on?
John, it's the last episode of 2020. It's a big deal.
Oh, it is indeed the end of a chapter and the last episode of season four.
John, I really like the end and the beginning of years. I mean, I have a tradition, and this one is my favorite. I'm not much of a traditional person, but I've been doing this one for the last 6 years or so. Perhaps more.
It sounds like a lot of tradition there.
Yeah, but it's the only one that I like, I think.
Okay, fair enough.
Each year, two of my friends and I, we get together at a specific spot. It's always been the same spot. We make a list of goals and resolutions, and we have a hashtag to theme the year, and I pick one word to kind of work towards or you know, to theme the year. So this list is often ridiculous in nature. There's always fun things to do, often an adventure or two, and some serious life goals and professional areas of growth like strewn about there too.
That sounds like a lot of fun. You and your friends just hanging out and coming up with some ridiculousness.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. Truthfully, the making of the list is the most fun part. We don't really look back on it at any point. We don't like keep track throughout the year. And until then, we're at the end of the next year and we get to sit down together and go over the list and we all mark things off together that we ended up doing. Most of the times we ended up achieving these things by total accident or happenstance. I love it because there isn't pressure in this list. It's just dreaming about the year to come. It's laughing over the year that has been and enjoying the moments that were lived.
That's awesome. Brayden, could you maybe share with us one or two of the items from last year's or this past year, 2020?
Absolutely. So obviously 2020 did not go to anybody's plan. I don't know how many. Yeah, not at all. So I have yet to look over this list with my friend, so I have no idea how well I did. But one of my favorites that we've actually put on the list every single year is to learn a new skill. Now, this is obviously open-ended, but it pushes us to learn something new every year. Now, I've learned a lot of like really random things over the last 5 or 6 years, but they're fun and they're not meant to be perfect. It's just something new to try. So, you know, I did video editing. I did some podcasting, which apparently comes in handy these days.
Very handy. Yeah.
I learned or taught myself to swim last year. John, you did help me that one time in the pool, although your help was from afar. I think you helped from the hot tub.
I think I was cheering you on and saying something about don't drown.
Yeah. It was moral support, but yeah. So, and then this year I learned to do some like basic maintenance on my car and I fixed my own car a few times, which was kind of cool. So John, how do you feel about resolutions?
Well, after hearing how you go about your resolutions, I understand why my resolutions have never been fun. They honestly, they just frustrate me. Probably because I take them too seriously. And anyway, you know, I have not done a New Year's resolution in well over a decade. But, you know, I still look ahead at the year and take some time to reflect. You and I actually were chatting a little bit about this a week ago over the phone. And I posed the question to you, what is a gift from God that you would like to receive? And I think this question is good for us for two reasons. One, we have to interact with God significantly, which, you know, it's always a good thing to do. And number two, it changes our perception of God. The reality is that God has good things planned for us. Gifts that are from above that we can't obtain through hard work or strategy on our own. We have to receive them as gifts.
Yeah, that's awesome. I remember that conversation and actually it helped form my view on this year and how I'm going to approach my resolution.
Interesting. Well, this leads us to the Bible story lesson for today. The beginning of a new year is so exciting. It allows us a natural time and space to think over the previous year and plan ahead.
Mm-hmm. John gets to pick out his new like walker or like cane for the next year because he's getting old.
Yeah, mine's, you know, the bottom of mine is getting worn out.
Yeah, exactly. Totally. So anyway, I like to do this a few times a year, actually. I generally don't wait until the beginning or end of the actual year to implement any change or growth. I mean, could be called an impulsive person. So if I think of something, I tend to just like jump right into it, you know, head first. But I do like the tradition at the end of the year and the ability to reflect and to learn from past experiences.
Brayden, that's such a good segue into the conversation for today. Our lesson today is found in Isaiah 43:19. Tell us our lesson.
So the lesson for today is a new thing. Now, I know that this doesn't sound very specific, like the beginning of this podcast when I was trying to get John to catch on to something, but give us a moment. I promise we'll get there.
First, let's recap some of the scripture here. Isaiah 43, we continue to see prophecy about the coming of the Messiah or Jesus. Now, in chapter 43, Isaiah begins to speak about the coming Messiah as Savior, as the one to restore Israel to glory. Now, Israel and the Jewish people, throughout their history, they have been through horrible difficulties from being slaves in Egypt, wandering the desert, to their present of being a nation that has been uprooted and exiled to different countries.
Hmm.
This prophecy speaks of the newness that comes after the birth of the Messiah, Jesus.
That's, yeah, I want to just pause for a moment on this idea of newness.
How long are we going to pause for, Brayden?
Okay, well, I'm just going to share my thoughts then. Okay, so, I mean, we see this idea of newness so many times throughout the Bible. If we're paying attention, I mean, there's newness, there's redemption in nearly all of the chapters that we read through.
Yeah, there is. And the amazing thing is that we always see this redemption and newness of spirit, body, or mind come from God and Jesus.
Yeah, it's amazing stuff. We see God and Jesus impact all areas of life. Isaiah's prophecy in chapter 43, verses 18 and 19 goes like this. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it?
This is such a great question, but it's so hard to answer. Again, it seems as though our response to God, our relationship with Him, has a lot to do with how we respond to the prophecy. Mm-hmm. If we are growing in our relationship and putting in effort, we are more likely to be aware of the things God is doing.
Yeah, it's a great point. The more we lean into the relationship with God, the more we submit our time and our thoughts to Him, the more adept we are at recognizing His amazing work.
Yeah, God is constantly making things new. We find so much restoration, renewal, and redemption through God.
Yeah, and once we're able to recognize that we are all broken and sinful, it really allows us to accept these gifts from God. We see in a lot of the Old Testament and within the context of this passage from Isaiah, the trials and the tribulations of Israel, you know, picked out to be God's chosen nation through the line of Jacob and King David. But the Israeli people struggle. Often they struggle. They go through seasons of really trusting God, and then it swings to the other side and they really trust themselves, and then there's seasons of closeness and seasons of disconnect, and it's this constant back and forth. You know, it really speaks to us as individuals. We often feel very similar things.
It is very true. I feel that pretty consistently. And just because they were God's chosen nation doesn't mean they were on the easy path.
No, not at all. So, John, a question for you. I've been struggling with this one a little bit. How does one apply this idea of newness through God to, well, our everyday lives?
That's a really good question. And it's going to probably vary throughout our own lives, but also between people. You know, we're all individuals. God knows where we need renewal, where we need healing and redemption. So it really is a thing that is directed by God.
That's a really good point, John. I mean, the intimacy and the personal nature that God knows us in really speaks to how we find renewal, how we find redemption in Him. Hmm. And we see this. This is the fulfilling of the prophecy. I mean, this is why God sent Jesus to earth, the perfect and the final sacrifice, to redeem us from sin, to heal our brokenness, and to give us new life with Him in eternity, available to everyone.
Yeah, what an amazing gift. I can't even imagine giving up one of my children. That's what God has done.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what makes the sacrifice so amazing. We see Jesus struggle so deeply with this in the New Testament.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we see Jesus at moments like, well, we see Him ask God if this is the way that it has to happen. And mm-hmm. I often like to say that it's a gift that was freely given, simply meaning that it doesn't cost us anything to receive it, but it was not easily given. Jesus, born of a virgin, born in Bethlehem, born the Son of Man, the light of the world, and the Savior of humanity, as all of these prophecies that we've been going over have pointed to, He died for our sins, for yours, John, for mine, past, present, and future, so we could live in relationship with Him. It's unreal stuff, honestly.
I completely agree. I'm blown away by it all. Mm-hmm. And the more real this sacrifice becomes to me, the more in awe of God I become. His grace and the life that He has offered me is just astounding.
Yeah. I don't always respond to this gift well. I mean, I'm a selfish and a broken person, as we all are. And sometimes it's just hard for me to humble myself to receive that, to recognize the realness of the sacrifice. But through God, we are redeemed and we're given a new life, a completely new thing.
A new thing. Such a cool concept for us to go mm-hmm. into 2021 with. So Braden, it's the last growth tip of 2020. Are you ready? Are you ready?
I am ready.
You are so ready. Oh man. Maybe in the new year we will settle on some musical skill. Maybe that could be your new skill for 2021. Music. What do you think?
John, I learned that, as you can tell, viewers, I learned that skill long ago. I can't learn something that I'm already an expert at.
Well, you know, I'm not going to burst your bubble right now. Not today, at least. So,
okay, well, no bubble to burst, so that's fine. Last week, we asked you to celebrate the growth. This growth tip that allowed us to reflect and celebrate ways that God had challenged us or stretched us throughout the year.
Some amazing stories were shared over the last few weeks with this. Today, we are going to take this one step further.
A single step, but a very big question. Reminds me of the moon landing every time I think about it.
Okay, stay focused, Braden. All right.
Giant leap for the growth tip.
There you go.
Okay, so like I said at the beginning, I often set a word for the year, something that is kind of a theme, an area of growth or a characteristic I want to focus on. This year, for me, 2020, it's been intentionality, meaning making informed decisions, spending time with people, connecting with people that I specifically want to, buying things that bring more purpose to my life rather than just wants. You know, wasting less. It meant a lot in a lot of different areas. I really enjoyed this challenge. It changed my perspective on a bunch of different things. So every year when I try and set the word or the theme, I give it time. I often start thinking about it a few weeks prior to the year, or don't settle on the word until, you know, midway through January. But I think of different things. I pray about it. I throw words on a mirror, on a wall, you know, on a sticky note, talk to friends about it. I discern these things with God, and I ask God where He wants me to grow. So the tip for today, our growth tip, the finale of 2020, is what is the theme or word for your coming year?
Or maybe we could ask this question. What is God's theme or word for your year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's perfect. That's better than what I had. I was stuck on the moon landing thing. Okay. No, that's so good. And I encourage you again to give it time. Pray about it. Ask God how He wants you to grow. No. Pray about it. Ask God how He wants to grow you this year.
Hey, Braden, maybe we can put some social media posts together this week and share a little bit of our thoughts on this.
Absolutely.
Please share. We'd love to hear from you. Please share with us your ideas. It is always so encouraging for us to interact with you. And In a year from now, we can all see the amazing things we have learned from God and the gifts we have received from Him.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll post once I think, John, if you come up with a word, and I'll post mine. And if you haven't yet, you can find us at Bible Story Pod on Instagram. That's where we share all of our fun stories. And John, if you haven't thought of one yet, or I'll post our words for the year. And don't forget to hit subscribe wherever you like to listen to podcasts. This is how we like to stay in touch, and it helps, you know, us grow. It encourages us, but it creates a community that all grow in a relationship with God.
It's awesome. Hey guys, be blessed. Let God guide you in the new. It is an exciting adventure for us all.
Yeah. Until next year, when you guys get to catch us in the new season 5. Talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to the Bible Story Podcast. There is nothing more important than a growing relationship with Jesus. Share this with a friend and have a great discussion.